for a few moments, a word from the Lord. Coming from the scripture that you heard read, Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 32 through 40. And as I begin to look at this passage of text, we have been carrying on this section of verse 12, chapter 12, for about 3 weeks now. We're in our third week of God blessing and Christ speaking with regards to being alert of what is to take place. He warned against greed last week. And this week, as it's wrapping up a little bit, we're finding that we need to be alert. Anyone find yourself taking a nap? Tired of being on the lookout for what is to come? Now more than ever, we should be vigilant, preparing for the Lord's return. I like when God, where in the word where Christ reminds us that if the owner of the house knew the time that the robber was going to come, it says, but if the owner of the house had known what hour the thief was coming, he would have never left his home or would not have allowed his home to be broken into. Anybody ever get an email, a text message, or a note saying we're coming by your house tonight, don't be home? Anybody? You know, you park your car someplace and they slip your notice, you know, before you get out. Don't come back, it's not going to be here when you get back. What about you get a message in your dreams? Make sure tomorrow is your best day because you may not see it again. Anybody get any of those notes? Nobody? So it's safe to say that when something is going to happen, if someone is going to do something to you, it's never telegraphed. You know, it's like a fight. The fighter would say, I'm going to hit you with the right. Be wary, I'm going to jab you with the left. It just comes, right? Life is that way. You're given 24 hours, and that's it. We're not promised tomorrow. We're working on what happens today. And what you have to be aware of is that Christ is coming back. Revelations has let us know how things are going to unfold. And if you are aware and have been reading the scriptures, you know what to look for. My brothers and sisters, it's safe to say that it is happening. We're no longer having heat waves, we're having heat streaks. But this too can be abated if we turn from our wicked ways and begin to take care of each other. We begin to love each other and begin to love what God has blessed us with. If we become stewards, good stewards of what God has blessed us with. Same thing. The master left the house and he left his servants in charge, good servants, that he expected that when he returned that they would be aware of his coming and be ready to take care of him. The same thing is happening. God is preparing Christ to return and he is expecting his people to be aware, to be on guard, to be prepared for his arrival. Not sleeping and hoping that when we wake up, then he will come. He needs every one of us now to be prepared, to be able to show that we love one another with our whole heart, the same way we love God. Should I say the same way God loves us? We need each other to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Not in lip service, but in actual loving one another. We named six people earlier this morning. Six. In the blink of an eye, they were gone. So you need to be aware that at any time, our number can be called up. And we're all looking for that, well done, my good and faithful servant. But if we're not doing what we're called to do, if we're not on guard spiritually, you won't hear that message. So be aware, Christ is coming back sooner than later. And he expects his people, his children, his brothers and sisters to be ready when he comes. So that means you need to be in Bible study, small groups, having discussion about the Word of God, what he expects of us, how we're supposed to treat one another and love on each other, and begin to show it when we're outside of these four walls. It's one thing to talk about it, but it is another to do it. I like when he said he said that blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and will have them sit down to eat, and he will come to serve them. Be reminded, Christ said he came to serve, not to be served. And if you're found doing what you're called to do, he will come and take care of you. So I need us all now to be on the same page. Time to stop worrying about the things that we have, because I've told you before, you can't take them with you. If you have the abundance, share it with someone who is less fortunate. And begin to store up for yourselves in heaven those things that are priceless, those things that cannot be taken away from you, that will not be destroyed. Because again, if a thief comes, he's not going to tell you that he's coming. He's just going to come. At least God has given us some idea of what it's going to look like before Christ returns. And if you have your eyes open, your mind open, you're seeing some things are beginning to play out. So now more than ever, my brothers and sisters, now is the time to make sure that your house is in order. Because whether you know it or not, he is getting ready to return. This is the word of God for the people.